This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. What do we got for Savvy Savings?
So today's topic is budgeting for variable incomes. So this question came out of our Facebook group, and I think it's really important, especially for a number of our listeners who are coming from an industry that doesn't have necessarily a completely predictable pay schedule every month. So remember, in a couple episodes ago, we started talking about budgeting, and the first thing to identify is where you're at. So what your monthly income is and then what your monthly expenses are. So for people, though, who have a less predictable income, then that becomes more challenging. So I get paid twice a month. My husband gets paid twice a month. We're both on the twice a month schedule. And we know, like, almost to a penny how much is going to be in each check, because, you know, when you're on salary, that's how it goes. You get paid a certain amount a year and then split evenly into 26 checks. Mm-hmm. And now, if you're in an industry where you could have variable hours, you're paid hourly, and you could have different hours, or you might have some overtime, or you get paid on commission, for example, or you pick up certain shifts that change your hours paycheck to paycheck, then it becomes more challenging and you can't just do a straight budget, or you're going to run into problems day one. So to budget for variable incomes, you're still going to start with your what I'm going to call bare bones budget. And you're still going to look at what your income is and your expenses are, because, again, we talked about budgeting is really easy. Income mm-hmm. versus expenses. it's the execution that's hard.
Yes.
So income, you're going to look at what was your lowest monthly income last year and use that as your baseline. And then when you look at your expenses, you're going to figure out, well, what are your minimum bills each month? And then beyond the minimums, you would want to list in order of priority the other items. And in each case, you're going to make sure that there is a zero sum between the income from your lowest month versus your expenses. And just like in our standard budgeting, if you have a discrepancy there, you need to address that on budgeting. So if you have too many expenses, you're going to need to cut back on expenses. If you have more income than expenses, that's great. Then you need to direct where that surplus is going to go. Is it going to retirement or some other fund or, you know, one of the other baby steps? So once you've figured that out, after you've sat down and looked at your variable income, you have a couple of different options. And I'm going to talk about a couple of good plans and then the best plan. I don't know, Craig, do you have a preference which order we go in?
No, no. Oh, yeah. I always liked going for the candy first, though.
Okay. So let's talk about
the best one.
Yeah. The best plan.
Let me hear the best first.
The best. And this is just purely my opinion, would be to put all of your pay into a savings account and pay yourself a steady salary into your checking account each month from that savings account. So that way you're cheating the system and you're actually giving yourself a predictable and steady income.
Hmm.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So you can also make this whatever payday schedule works best for you and your personality. So if you work well with it twice a month, that's you can do it that way. Or if you prefer getting paid every 2 weeks, you could do a payday every 2 weeks from your savings account. If you want to have a payday every week, you could do that as well. You just have to be disciplined and know, and your budgeting has to be centered around those paydays.
This is assuming you're not paycheck to paycheck.
Well, you have to get a little bit beyond paycheck to paycheck to make that work. That's right. So This would be something you could do once you have your emergency fund fully funded, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you basically just need to be 1 or 2 months in surplus of your emergency fund. So that's the best plan, because then you're actually giving yourself a steady salary and you can go back to budgeting as if you had a steady salary and not a variable income. Make sense?
I'm kind of ish. I'm best plan ish. But okay. I don't know if you're going to talk about what I do in a future one. Maybe I'm not doing it good enough or best.
Okay. Well, so that, again, that's just my opinion that that's the best plan, only because I think that steady salaries are easier to budget.
Oh, okay. Because I dump all my money into savings. Uh-huh. And then as I have to pay bills, I move the money into checking to cover the electronic payments.
Okay.
But so I keep all the money in savings.
That might work off of our next suggestion.
I'm not best.
I think this is a good plan. This would be to live on last month's income. So if you're budgeting, so if you live off of last month's income, then you have 1 month of income set aside, but you still do the budget like you just said, Craig, where you have, like, as soon as things come due, then you're paying them. You're budgeting then off of real numbers and not a projection for the month.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so you're not trying to project what your bills are. You know what they are already, and you're just paying them off of last month's income.
Well, the problem is I don't have a lot of bills anymore.
It doesn't sound like a problem.
Okay, so hopefully I'm not muddying this up. A lot of my bills, like my T-Mobile, electric, all that, actually are going to the credit card. So I actually only have like two bills a month. Mm-hmm. And there are actually credit cards, because everything goes to that and then I pay the credit card. But I don't know what the amount's going to be, because it's all together.
So,
yeah.
Sorry. So if, again, for those who we have suggested do not use credit cards, then you're going to, then that's not going to work for you. So then you'd want to use a bank and like a savings account or a checking account. You can certainly use like a Visa or MasterCard debit card to pay those bills. If you want to pay them online or automatically, just make sure the money is there. Another good plan is when you get paid, and you're going to want to pay things in what you've already prioritized in your budget that should get paid first. So you want to give priority like shelter, including your essential utilities, food, clothing, transportation, and then spread the rest across other expenses, and which sounds kind of like what you're doing. If your check doesn't cover everything, that's okay. Just pay what you can. Again, making sure your priorities are covered first, and then pick up where you left off on the next check. So depending on where you are in the month, you might say, oh, I need to pay the rent first. Other than that, there are due dates for our bills, but usually you have a window of 3 to 4 weeks to pay things. So you can kind of shuffle it around in the month within those dates and still make your due date. If you end up with more money than expenses on any given month, then you're going to want to save it for a dry month or tackle whichever baby step you're on if you're still working on baby steps. But again, if you have more, that doesn't mean, oh, you can treat yourself to a bonus this month. You need to plan ahead for when you're going to have a valley in your income.
You know why, and I don't recommend this to everybody, but the reason why I do what I do with the bills, like T-Mobile and stuff, goes to the credit card and not directly linked to my bank account. I'm paranoid about hacker security stuff. I don't like linking things to my bank account.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a little barrier between the people outside and where the money is at, and where I have to manually then move it at that point. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I don't know if you're aware, but both Visa and MasterCard give you the same protections on their debit cards now.
Oh, so I realize that. I just don't use debit cards either.
Yeah. Okay. So most people use debit cards.
Right. Yeah. I don't have and I don't have an ATM card either.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Yeah. No, I don't have ATM cards, debit cards. I only have two credit cards.
You have a checking account though, right?
Oh, absolutely. And a savings account.
So the bank will absolutely send you a check card.
Oh, no. Like I said, I told them I don't want one.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just saying, like, that is a personal Craig choice. It's not as if the banks are giving him a different plan.
I don't like, I told this in an episode a long time ago that in the 80s, when it was so accessible to get money at the ATM. And I guarantee there's a lot of people. I watch people at ATMs. There's a lot of people using them. When you have that easy of access to cash or using your credit card, you know, I just remember that pain of I would never had money. So once the machine ate it, I never wanted one again. So, but I'm much different now. Obviously, that's way long ago. I just never bothered with it because the way I do my security and passwords and hardware keys, I just, it for me, I know more about what's going on in the underworld. And so I just do certain things to protect what I have because I've worked so hard to build up what I have. I don't want to lose it. So.
So how do you budget? Because I think you're probably closer to this with your back to the budgeting.
Yes.
Because you said you do have a budget. You're not just like willy-nilly having your bills paid on your credit card, right?
No. Yeah. I know what it's going to be every month.
Yeah. So you're closer to this because you have a more variable income. So maybe you could share how you do your budgeting.
So my budgeting, I know my cell phone is exactly the same every month. My electric bill is variable, but I know what the highest amount is. Mm-hmm. But with my computerized AI thermostats, it has dropped dramatically ever since I've had that. So water is pretty steady. All my utilities are steady. I know what those are. I don't have any car payments. The credit card is basically fuel, some food, and I know how much I'm going to spend on that. It's very little, actually. I do have budget buckets, but my income is what's very variable. I have a steady retirement check that comes in. Then I work these two additional jobs on top of that. And that has more or less caused more tax issues than income budget issues, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It throws me into a higher tax bracket, which I did not anticipate or think about. And now I have to budget more tax with withholdings on my incomes because I know the tax bill at the end of the year is going to be much higher.
Right.
So that's been my only issue.
Do you still do a zero sum budget then?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it actually, the more you make and the less you have going out, it's amazing how much extra to make it zero. You just keep dumping it somewhere else.
Right.
I have to put it in savings or send it over to an investment account where I can buy more ETFs or something like, or fund another ETF or buy a stock or do something with it. Cause I don't do the investment properties like you do. So
not yet.
No. Right. Yeah. Right now I'm doing so well with the electronic trading and saving and just funding my index funds that I've got going.
All right. Well, that's all I've got on variable budgeting, but I'd love to hear more from others who actually have experience with that type of budgeting.
I do know what my minimum amount is for my lowest month, and that's what I do budget, really, like you've talked about before. And that's the big point I think you're getting across.
It is. Yeah. So that's what you should base your budget off of, is your lowest point, because anything above that is like gravy and a bonus. But the lowest point, and I guess it's also important to know what your highest point was, because then you know, like that's the max you're going to reach. So it would be completely unrealistic for you to budget expenses that are going to exceed that or even the average of the two.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. So if it were me, I would take the lowest, and I would take a 12-month average and figure out what that is. And then that would be my maximum to budget at any given time. But I would probably take 10% off of that maximum just for a cushion.
Love that.
You put money away for the drier months. And then when you get to that point, then you have money that's saved there ready for you to use. But I like the idea of paying yourself a salary out of your savings account.
I like that one. I do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Amanda. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.